Our opening hymn will be number 580. Surely the Lord is in this place, taken from Genesis 28, verses 16 and 17. That they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Please be seated. We read first from the book of Genesis in the 28th chapter. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came upon a place and he passed the night there. For the sun set. And he took of the stones of that place and set them for his headrest. And he lay down in that place and he dreamed. And behold, a stairway set up to earth and its head reaching the heavens. And behold, the angels of God going up and going down on it. And behold, Yahuwah standing above it. And he said, I am Yahuwah, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt break forth to the sea, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee shall all the families of the ground be blessed, and in thy seed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee wherever thou goest, and will return thee to this ground, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely Yahuwah is in this place, and I knew it not. And he feared, and he said, How fearsome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of the heavens. And Jacob got up early in the morning and took the stone that he had set for his headrest, and he set it for a pillar, and poured oil on the head of it, and he called the name of the place Beth-El. Nevertheless, the name of that city was Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way wherein I walk and will give me bread to eat and a garment to put on, and I return in peace to my father's house, Yahuwah shall be to me for a God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me tithing, I will tithe it to thee. That is our story from the book of Genesis. Jacob was traveling, and what happened in the place where he stopped? Did anybody hear? Yes? A stairway of angels in Jacob's dream. And when he woke up from the dream, what did he say? Yes? Yes? Surely the Lord is in this place. And do you know what he said right after that? What's the rest of that? Surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. So when he first stopped there, he might have thought it was a pretty ordinary place. But after he stopped and he had this amazing dream with a stairway with the angels going up and the stairway with the angels coming down, and who was at the top of the stairway? Yes? The Lord was at the top of the stairway, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the house of the Lord. Does anybody remember what the name in Hebrew, or the name that he gave the place that means house of God?
Bethel.
Bethel.
That's my sister's name.
Bethel is the name of people sometimes, and it's also the name of that place because it means the house of God. Now, sometimes we may have this same feeling that we didn't know it before, but all of a sudden we realize the Lord is in this place. Sometimes maybe when we're in church. But another special time is when a baby is born. Maybe you've had that feeling. A new baby is in this world for the first time, and we feel the angels, and we know that the Lord is in this place around the new baby. So this is something to think about when we hear a story in the Word about the Lord being in this place. Now let us have another short reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3. The man called the name of his wife Eve, for she was the mother of all living. The Arcana Celestia, number 291, says, in this verse is described the first time when the church was in the flower of her youth, representing the heavenly marriage, on which account she is described by a marriage and is called Eve from a word meaning life. And we read again about life in the book of Revelation in chapter 4, verse 6. And in full view of the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. And about this verse, Apocalypse Revealed number 239 says, in the midst of the throne and around the throne, four living creatures means the Lord's Word, from firsts to ultimates and its guards. I know that they will wonder that it is said four living creatures mean the Word. It will be seen in the things that follow that this is what they do mean. These living creatures are the same as the cherubs in Ezekiel. They're called, they're also living creatures, but cherubs in the 10th chapter, and they were, as here, a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle. In the Hebrew language, they are called Hayoth. And this word indeed means living creatures. It is derived from Haya, which is life. From this also, Adam's wife was called Chaya. We read further from the Heavenly Doctrine concerning the sacrament of baptism. The first use of baptism is introduction into the Christian church, and at the same time, insertion among Christians in the spiritual world, where everyone is inserted among societies and congregations according to the quality of the Christianity in him or around him. The second use of baptism is that the Christian may know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, a Redeemer and Savior, and follow him. The third use of baptism, which is the final use or the goal, is that one may be regenerated. The two sacraments, baptism and Holy Supper, act as two gates to eternal life. Baptism, which is the first gate, admits and introduces every Christian into what the church teaches from the Word about the other life. All such teachings are the means for preparing them and leading them to heaven. The second gate is the Holy Supper. It admits and introduces into heaven all who have allowed themselves to be prepared and led by the Lord. No other universal gates exist. A sphere of innocence also flows into the soul of parents and joins itself with the same sphere in little children, being insinuated principally through touch. The innocence of the Lord flows into the angels of the third heaven, where all are in an innocence of wisdom. It passes on through the lower heavens, but only through the innocent affections of angels there, and so descends directly and indirectly into little children. Baptism was instituted as a sign that a person is of the church, and for a memorial that that person is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is a spiritual washing, which is regeneration. Everyone who is regenerated also undergoes temptations, which are spiritual combats against evils and falsities. These also are signified by the waters of baptism. Since baptism is for a sign and memorial of these things, a person may be baptized as an infant, and if not in infancy, as an adult. Let those, therefore, who are baptized know that baptism confers neither faith nor salvation, but that it testifies that they may receive faith, and if saved, and saved if they are regenerated. Amen. Here end our readings from the Word. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. From these and other teachings in the Word, it may be seen that all who are baptized are to be initiated into the knowledge and belief that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one God of heaven and earth, that He has come again in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem, and that we are to be conjoined with Him by a life according to the truths of the Word. The sacrament of baptism will now be administered. Matthew, Eliza, you have brought this child into the presence of the Lord that she may be baptized with water and with the Holy Spirit. By this act you do enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now, therefore, let me ask, do you, for yourselves and for this child, acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ to be the one God of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you for yourselves and for this child acknowledge that the Lord reveals Himself in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem?
I do.
Do you for yourselves and for this child acknowledge that evils are to be shunned as sins against him, and that a life of good is to be learned and lived?
I do.
Do you desire that this child be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
I do.
Let us pray. O most merciful Lord, help this child to grow in the knowledge and strength of thy word. Send thine angels to protect her, that she may remember that thou art always near, and that she may be kept from evil, the evil way, and learn to do what is good. Lead the parents of this child in the way of wisdom and love, so that in their government of her, they may prepare her for a life of use here on earth, and forever in thy kingdom. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand. Will you now name this child?
Kaya Bethel.
Kaya Bethel, I baptize you into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This child by baptism is now enrolled and numbered in heaven among those who in heart receive the Lord in his second coming. In the divine providence of the Lord, she was born into the world, and she is committed to your care that by life in this world she may be prepared for life in heaven. And it is given you to cooperate with the Lord to this end. Seek, therefore, for the light and knowledge to guide you in the performance of your part in this work. Lead this child to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as her God and Father. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, that she may be introduced into the worship of the Lord. Teach her the Ten Commandments, that she may learn to shun evils as sins. Instruct her in the Holy Scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem, that she may be prepared for regeneration. In this way you will promote her happiness in this life and her eternal welfare in the world to come. And now may the Lord be with you and lead you in the way of peace. Amen. We will now sing our next hymn, which is number 396, Give, O Lord, This Child Thy Blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Cedric, would you like to come put out the candles?